to favor us, to bless us. These are the results of devotion in general. And to serve Tulasi Devi is a part of devotion, and it must give us all these effects to us. So, a devotee of the higher order, he must not pray to any place, or any prayer that absolved me from the sin. He will say, the first class devotee will say, will pray, whatever I have done wrong, I am ready to suffer for that, to the body. But only my prayer is that I may get a drop of nectar of the favor of Krishna. That should be the prayer of a real devotee. Pashupakki hoye thaki sarge va nilaye. According to my karma, I may be a bird, I may be a beast, or maybe a worm, insect, in heaven or in hell. I don't care for that. According to my own karma, let me suffer for that. But only my prayer that I may not be deceived from the favor of Krishna. I get that His grace, the devotion I want. Only devotion I want. Nasta dharme navasanjaye naiva kamo ko bhoge jad jad bhabbam bhavati bhagavan purva karmanu rupam etat pratham mama bhagavatam janma janmantarepi tat padam bhuruhu yugagata nischadar bhakti rasta nasta dharme navasanjaye naiva kamo ko bhoge jad jad bhabbam albatu pashupakti hoye thaki sarge ba niraye means hell. Let me enjoy my good works as the result of good works in heaven, or if I have to suffer for my bad action in previous life, we have to go to hell. I don't want to get out of that. My karma, I shall have to suffer or enjoy. I don't care for that. But my prayer, not to take away that sin or that good merit or bad merit, but only my prayer is for pure devotion, independent of these two. Neither happiness nor suffering. Neither happiness from happiness nor from suffering. I want to do this. Let it be according to my previous karma. The least what I want from this moment, I won't try to waste that favor of Krishna to face with any eventuality. Whatever I shall acquire, a drop I shall acquire hence, that must be the nectar of the highest order. And the lower things can deal with these things, heaven and hell. To deliver us from hell or from heaven, very lower things that can do that. But Krishna's favor, we shall pray only as a positive attainment and never to minimize our previous the result of the bad activities of misconception. Misconception is nothing for that. I want the visa, don't care for passport. If I get visa, passport will come automatically, something like that. If I get visa, no passport travel will be able to trouble me, passport. Something, this maya, to do away with maya, it is nothing. But the positive attainment in the domain of Krishna, that is very higher thing. By passing maya, we can attain viraja brahmalok, mukti, the marginal position. But why should I waste my energy only to acquire a position in the marginal land? All my attempts must be focused towards the prayer of a position in Goloka. That I shall try. And that will be a very higher gain of very higher order. Highest order, I shall pay. Automatically this will be done. And there was one case in Savitri Satyavan, Puran story. Savitri from Jamaraj, she wanted boon. She was a chaste lady, went to the forest with her husband, knowing that that day, she knew that day was the day of death of her husband. So she followed her husband to the forest, Satyavan. And suddenly Satyavan, Savitri knew already, Satyavan did not know. No. I feel some ache in my brain. I want to take a sleep. Savitri was ready on her lap. Satyavan put her head. He was cutting woods there and slept and the heart failed, died of heart failure. Yamaraj came to take him. First, his agents came, but they found that Satyavan was on the lap of her chest, very pure wife. They could not venture to take him. Then Jamaraj himself came. Savitri is there with the head on her lap. Jamaraj told, "You leave it, he's dead. You leave his body." Then Jamaraj told us, "You take him." Jamaraj took him, that soul. Savitri is approaching by her penances, is approaching, following in pursuance of her husband. Jamaraj told, "Why do you come? I am taking him. You must go back." "Well, no, I can't go. I shall go." In this way, Jamaraj told, "No, you don't come. Why do you disturb in my activity? This is the arrangement of the creator, Brahma, and you must obey that." Savitri told, "It is better to die than live without husband," in this way. Then Jamaraj told, "I am giving some boon to you. Accept and be satisfied." "What boon you will give?" Then he wanted his father-in-law and mother-in-law, they were blind. "Let them get eye." "Yes, they will get eye." Second, then again going, "No, I am not satisfied, can't live." "Then we'll take another bone. If you are pleased to give bone, then they have lost their kingdom. Now they may be installed in their own kingdom. Yes, I say, they will get back their kingdom. All right. Again Savitri going. Again you are coming. Yes, I can't. I can't live without the company of my husband. I take another bone. Yes. What is that? I want 100 sons. Yes, you will get 100 sons. Then again, she is going. Then why you are coming? Well, you have already told that I shall get 100 sons. If you are you are taking my husband, how can I get son? Then Yamaraj was perplexed. Yes, that's true. And what to do? He appealed to the higher court and sanctioned Savitri's boon. He got her husband back. So Yamaraj already committed that you will get 100 sons. Then Savitri put the demand. You have already sanctioned that I shall get 100 sons. You can't take my husband. So if we get some space in Goloka, we cannot be detained in this mundane world. Why should we bother ourselves that Tulasi Devi, who can give a place there, say, please clear the dots on which I am standing. That is self-deception. Do you follow? No?
Yes.
So always to the higher entity we shall pray for the higher service of the Lord. Wherever we are, we won't care for that. That automatically will be solved. If we get some higher appointment there, then automatically they can't detain us here. So, a Shuddha Bhakta, a pure devotee, from his core of his heart, he will never pray for anything else. That will be a waste of energy. Only pure inclination towards the service of my Lord, eternal Lord. That I want. I know nothing else but the service, loving service of my eternal Lord. That I want. I do not know anything else. The gopis, when Narada came for the feet dust, in Dwaraka, Krishna is praying that he has got a very bad headache, and only the feet dust of a devotee can remove that headache. So Narada approached so many, none came forward to give feet dust to Krishna. Krishna said, I am suffering great pain, all these things. Said, no, why we don't believe that? This is all to test us. We don't know. We are the last person to give feet dust to our venerable husband, and whom we think you are God himself. Never. Then Narada came to Krishna. Have you got the medicine? No, none is prepared to give feet dust to you, my Lord. Then Narada, go to Vrindavan. You seek for that, there, go. Narada, by the power of yoga, he at once came. The gopis flocked there. Oh, how is Krishna, Narada, you have come? Perhaps you are coming from Dwaraka? Yes, I am coming. Krishna is suffering from headache very much. How? He is suffering? Yes, he is suffering. And no medicine, no cure. Well, the only feet dust of the devotee, that is the medicine. Nothing else can cure him. The feet dust of the devotee. That's why I have come to hear you are so many devotees. Oh, take feet dust. They say, oh, you give your feet dust, we don't know who is the proper devotee. Give feet dust, collect predestinated. Narad was astounded. What is this? No one, even myself, not, I do not venture to give. Thus the queens told, Narad, you are a devotee, you give your feet thus. I also can't. But these ladies, they are offering their feet thus by competition. Oh, take, please take the heart in this. He stood dumb. What do you think? You are giving feet thus to Krishna? Don't you know the consequence? Yes? What consequence? Eternal hell. We are prepared for that, Narada. We only are concerned with his pleasure. We do not care for our future. We do not care for our future. Our whole attention is to seek for pleasure or him. That is it. So a pure devotee won't pray for anything but for the higher service of the Lord of his heart. He can't see anything else. Nothing he can see for him or her for their own pleasure, but only the pleasure of Krishna. Forgetful, as in Christianity also, there is self-sacrifice, and greater than that is self-forgetfulness. Self-forgetful, self is there, but forgetful for the pleasure of the Lord. No self-interest. Self-forgetfulness, that is unconscious of their own interest, particular interest. It is merged in the interest of the whole Lord, absolute. So a pure devotee should never want anything else but the service, pure service of the Lord. He does not care to know any other thing, can't see once. After the Pandavas and the Kauravas got their training finished in the school of Dronacharya to test them, he put a bird, an artificial bird on the top of a tree, and asked them one by one, please mark the eye of this bird I have put on the top of the tree. First he called up Yudhishthir. He was the senior most. You are to mark pierce the eye of the bird, artificial bird, what I have put on the top of the tree. Take your bow and arrow. Yudhishthir at once said, what do you see? I am seeing all bird, yes. The whole bird, yes. The tree, yes. Are you seeing me? Yes. I am seeing everything. Give it your arrow. Then in this way, he say, this man, that man, then at last called for Arjuna. You have to do this. Yes. Have you fixed your mark? Yes. What do you see? I see the bird. No tree, nothing, none else? No. The whole bird? Never, no. What? Only the eye. Only the eye. And you can't see anything else? But no. Only the eye I am seeing. Yes, mark. So a pure devotee, he can't see anything else but the cheer, the praise, the joy of his Lord of God. They are unconscious of everything. Let it be whatever in my life. So a pure devotion, whether Tulsi or anyone, a pure devotee won't pray for anything else if he got that higher Sukriti, Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, Siddha Prema Bhakti. Now, only Krishna's pleasure. The pleasure of my Lord, 100%, unconscious of his own body, mind, and everything. That is the type. Hare Krishna. Do you understand?
Yes.
Gaudhari. Mahaprabhu, mama janma janma nishchari, bhavata dvahai bhakti rahai tukitai. Vai nanda tanuja kinkaran, patitam amang visami bhavam budhau, kripayata bapada pankajasthita dhulisharisham. Tar aage. Tinad vishuni chena tarvi amanina manadena kitraniya sada. No dhanang, no janang, no sundarim, kavitang vajagadisha kamayi. Mama janmani janmani shari, bhavatad bhakti rahi tuki tai. স্বর্গে বাণী রয়ে পশুপক্ষী হয়ে থাকি স্বর্গে বাণী রয়ে তব ভক্তি রহু বিনোদ সেবক হরি রয়ে নাস্তা ধর্মে নবসিংহী না বি কাম উপভোগে যদ যদ ভাত ভগবত ভগবান পূর্ব কর্মান রূপ এত প্রার্থম বহু মত জন্ম জন্মান্তর আর কলা ভক্তি না জিস্ট ইস গৌধরি 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 দায় গৌধরি Rizai Gaur Hari
Guru Maharaj, I have one question about Tulsi. The devotees here at the Math, they say even if the Japa Mala is not real Tulsi Devi, when you touch, when you count the beads, you turn that Japa Mala into Tulsi Devi. My question is this, is it important to have Japa Mala of Tulsi Devi or not?
That is higher consideration. Because just ভক্তির কুণপি চিধাতুকে সধিক খলত্রাদি ভৌম ইচ্ছি ভৌম ইচ্ছি হোয়াট আই রিয়েলি ওয়ান্ট টু রিভিয়ার ইফ উই কনসিডার দেম অফ দিস মান্ডেন থিং দ্যাট ইজ অফেন্স ইট ইজ অফেন্স অর্চে বিষ্ণু শিলাধি If we think that what we worship, that is stone. Guru Sunaramati, sent Gurudev to be man. Vaishnavi is Jati Buddhi. And if we say Vaishnavi is Brahmin, Shudra, all these things. Vishnu Bha, Vaishnava Man, Kodimalamatane, Padati, Sri Ambu Buddhi. And the feet water of the Charanamitam of Vishnu Vaishnava, that is water, if we think. Vishnu Sarveshwari Sri Taritara Savadhi. And the master of all, lord of all, Vishnu, if we think, one of many gods. Then Narukisha, we have to go straight to hell. Yasyatma Bhakti Puna. আত্মবুদ্ধির কুণপি ত্রিধাতুকি সধিক কলত্রাদিষু ভৌম ইজ্জি ইন ভাগবতম অ্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ ইন পদ্মপুরাণ আত্ম যস্য আত্মবুদ্ধির কুণপি ত্রিধাতুকি In this body, if one thinks, he is the soul. The soul identifies the soul with the body. Tridhātrukhe. Svadhik kalatrādiṣu. And the wife, children, they are my own, if one thinks like that. Bhomai jodhi. And our worshipable object is something material, if we think. Bhomai jodhi. Yashyātmapati kunavirya svadhik kalatrādiṣu bhomai jodhi. Yattīstu buddhi sarile. And it thinks this water is pure, is purifying. Identifies purity with water, this material thing. Haiva gokhara. He may be considered as an ass which can be used only to carry the food of the cows. Gokhara. Khara means the ass that carries burden. Gokhara means that cannot be utilized for the purpose of human utility, but only for the beast. Very lower conception of beast. So we have to take take us out of identifying spiritual with material. The spiritual that is necessary, not material. We have to understand the real position. Ravana, he stole Ayre Sitadev. And the devotee of the primary class was very much shocked to hear that. And when Mahaprabhu was guest in that Ramanuji devotee, he anyhow managed to give some food to Mahaprabhu, and he himself observed fasting. Then Mahaprabhu, and always he is degrading. Mahaprabhu told, why you don't take food? He told, what, I want to die. I have to hear that my mother Janaki, Sita Devi, she was stolen by the demon. I shall have to hear that it is in my eyes. Yes, I want to die. I won't like live any longer. Then Mahaprabhu consoled her, him. No, no, you don't think like that. Sita Devi, she is Lakshmi Devi herself. She is Chinmay. She is consciousness personified, not body of any material stuff, this flesh and blood. Sita Devi's body is not made of flesh and blood. So what to speak of Ravana to forcibly carry her? Ravana even cannot touch, even cannot see her. Sita Devi is made of such stuff that Ravana, he cannot see her, cannot touch her. This is the fact. Don't disturb your mind. This is the fact, I say. You take prasadam. Then he took prasadam. Then Mahaprabhu went to further south, and in one place he found that the devotees are reading Kurma Purana. And there it is mentioned that when Ravana came to steal away Sita, Sita Bandhim Saranam Gata, she took shelter into fire. And Maya Sita and the fire god gave some imitation Sita to Ravana, and she took her. Then when after killing Ravana, attaining victory, when Ramchandra is taking Sita from Lanka, Ramchandra told that to prove her chastity, she must enter into blazing fire. then if he can pass away that test, I shall accept him. Otherwise, she is whole one year she is with the demon family. I can't test her. She has chastity. Then so many devotees, they began to weep. But at the order of Ramchandra, the fire was ready, and Sita Devi had to enter into the fire. The fire quenched, Sita Devi came out without any change, a smiling face. Devotees began to give joy, Sita Devi ki joy. This was written in that Kurma Puran. Mahaprabhu asked the reader, please give me that old page and put a new written page there. I found one Brahmin, he is too much troubled, thinking that Sita Devi was stolen by Ravana. I want to show this old page of this book to convince him. It was not my consolation, but you find it is already written in the Shastra that Sita Devi, Ravana could not touch her, that real Sita Devi. She is consciousness personified, not matter, not any flesh and the blood or anything, bone. Only, just as a ghost can show his figure, a yogi can show his figure, so that God won't be able to show his such figure, he can do. By his will, let there be water, there was, let there be light, there was water. His will is law. Whatever he wants to do, at once that is done. And he will have to have a permanent flesh and a blood body. He at his will, he can show anything as he likes. It's all spiritual. No touch of contamination of any mundane substance there. But still they can maintain that I is not this eye, fleshy eye, there. I here, everything is there. But they are not there. Just as in dream. In dream, this eye does not work. This ear does not work. But still we see, we feel, we work, we dream. So in the mental plane are also these activities possible. So mind is also half material. Then transcending that, there is pure spiritual world. And there also can spiritual eye, spiritual ear, spiritual mind, everything spiritual, it is possible. Hare Krishna. In the war field, when two tanks come to fight, one tank is pushing against another tank, the man within is safe. The tanks are moving like demons, and one is pushing another in this way, crashing. The man is within. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari. The soul is within this body, and the soul has got its own body, own plane of living, own food, everything of his own in the spiritual. This is Parvata reflection. We have to aspire after that life. And the purity depends on love, sacrifice. Love means sacrifice. Die to live. We have to die wholesale as our interested life here. And another sort of interest will awaken within us, and we shall live there, in that plane. That is our aspiration. forgotten. For that we have left our houses, that concrete friends, the father, mother, son, child, the property, so many things left. And in quest of such life we are out. We are out. We have no charm. We have finished our charm for the mundane property, mundane things. And we are out to seek something which is super mundane. Mundane means mortal. Under mortality, every second it is dying, every second, on which we are depending through this body, whole cell is dying, past every second dying. So we want to be out of this death, okay? Out of this death, this dying land. And if possible, to live in a land where there is no death, amrita, which is without death, that is sweet. Vaikuntha and the Goloka, in the consideration of infinite perspective, conception, Vaikuntha. Kuntha means limitation. Vaikuntha means unlimited. To live in Vaikuntha and to live in the relativity of the infinite whole. Again, there is a specification there. We can find when we enter and settle there, a specification in different way. That is, this mundane thing, suppose anything, a doll, earthen doll, they can occupy some space. But if there is a flame, a light has got, one light has got its own jurisdiction. Take another light. This light is intensified. This light is intensified, that is also. But again, withdraw that light. We can't say that this light only occupies this position and that light and that position. All mixed. That light withdrawn, this one light is light, and light here and there, mixed the water, hot and the cold, mixed together. Even that may be removed, the light may be removed, intensity may be less, but that sort of limitation there is. So, in the infinite also, amongst the units, there is also limitation of another type. That one light everywhere in the room, another light also everywhere in the room. But still it has got, when removed, some sort of form went away. So consciousness also, conscious unit also may come and live together and also go away. That is of another type, coming and going. And there also in Goloka, it is just like here. All things seem to be limited, but not limited. We are told that it is managed by Yogamaya for the satisfaction of Krishna. And here, this Krishna is in his highest place. Form of play. Mahaprabhu told, Bhagavat told, Swayam Bhagavan. It is just in a human way. The mode of life of the Lord in the highest position is very close to the human life. Krishna is Jataka Kalasat Bhuttam Naralida, Narava Putaharasam. That too, the highest limit of this infinite. That can, highest conception of the infinite, can harmonize all things apparently limited. Apparently limited, but that also can be harmonized by the stealing, lying, and the other things that are very objectionable. That also can be harmonized by the absolute good. Gaur Hari. This is more beautiful. This is the most beautiful. That what seems to be defective, that also can be harmonized by the Absolute. That is the highest position of harmony, which can harmonize even where is what seems to be unharmonizable. That is also harmony. That is stealing, lying, deception, all these things. This is filthy, objectionable, evil. But evil things are also utilized in the harmony of the highest order. It is so good. Nothing can be bad coming in its contact. Like touchstone, whatever touches that turn into gold. Something like that. Whatever comes in his connection, that is good. Such goodness is the center. কেমন সব ভালো আপনাদের বাড়ি নট হারমোনাইজ হিয়ার কৃষ্ণ লীলা ফুল অফ ইমোরালিটি আচ্ছা নো মোরালিটি ইট ইজ মোর দেন মোরাল if it is connected with absolute good. His own thing he is stealing. What's that? What is that there? Own thing. Everything is own. For everything meant for his satisfaction. So, that has finished everything. That Hegel, the philosopher Hegel told. Everything, reality means everything for itself. So he is the only enjoyer. You have got no right to give any remark. Who are you? As long as you think that your position is somewhat substantial and you give some opposition, you are nowhere. You are under Maya. Artheshu avigyo sarat. He only knows for what purpose what is meant, what is created. Only he is the knower, and his sharat is absolute. We have to admit that, then we can live in a harmonious way. And as long as we shall think, we can fight for our right, we are nowhere. We are in the jungle. In the jungle civilization. Everything for him, then he can be absolute. And we are also for him, not that he for us. If we can think completely that we are for him, then we can find only that he is for us also. Otherwise not. He is our another party to compete. We make him another party and we want to compete with him. That inner devilish spirit within us. When full submission, then we can find he is for us. We are for him perfectly. Then we can see he is for us. How beautiful. How beautiful to find our pleasure as a part, the dependent is his pleasure, a part in his pleasure. Our freedom, a part under his freedom. In this way connected we can find, then we can come in harmony and be happy. Otherwise not. Okay?
Sudama Krishna Das.
Sudama Krishna. You?
Prasacharya.
And without the mother.
Mahananda Das.
Huh? Mahananda.
Mahananda Das.
Mahananda. And here?
Chidananda.
Here is close today. Foolishness is such. At that time, if I go to for writing books, that would be luxury. According to necessity of the place, the valuation of the service should be calculated.
Meets various so-called difficulties. This was exhibited by Lord Nityananda when he delivered the two fallen souls, Jogai and Madai, just nearby here. And similarly, Lord Jesus Christ was